Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The most famous fugitive in the history of Massachusetts will soon be on his way back to the state. The South Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger is in custody in California after his arrest last night in Santa Monica, where he'd been living for years with his girlfriend Catherine Grieg. They used the names Charles and Carol Gasco to hide in one of the most populated parts of the country. Bulger was simultaneously the head of Boston's Irish mob and an FBI informant when he was indicted with fellow mobster Stephen Flemmy in 1995 and went on the lam. He's since been charged by federal prosecutors with 19 murders and by prosecutors in Florida and Oklahoma with two more killings. Many people had started to give up hope that Bulger would ever be found. Among them was the former head of the Massachusetts State Police, Tom Foley, who helped build the case against Bulger and Flemmy. Foley told us he'd become pessimistic because so much time had gone by since Bulger fled and because of turf battles among different law enforcement agencies.
The frustrating part about this whole thing, Sasha, is that from the beginning to end, all the obstacles we went through in order to get these indictments against Bulger and Flemmy, and even after pulling bodies out of the ground, that there were still turf battles going on even after that regarding the fugitive investigation. And that's a whole frustrating aspect of this thing, that maybe we would have learned some lessons going through those tough years in the 80s and the 90s when investigations were being compromised and our efforts were being thwarted out there, that, okay, we got through all that, maybe some mistakes are made, let's move on, but even at that point, we couldn't come together on the fugitive investigation. Who cares, actually, who gets them? Let's just get them. And we said that numerous times. We don't care who gets them. Let's just get them.
Tom, it's been surprising to many people that Whitey Bulger was found living in California. But you seem to think that California was a logical place for him to be. Why is that?
You know, he spends a lot of time down in Florida here. He did, I should say, in those years. And it was warm. We knew he liked the warm weather. He liked the sun. And, you know, Santa Monica has a similar climate. So it's not that unusual for him to seek that kind of comfort zone.
What about the idea, Tom, that Bulger has basically been hiding in plain sight? He's been living in a relatively big urban area, not in some faraway, remote place. Does that startle you?
No, not at all. I mean, initially he went into Chicago. You know, there's millions and millions of people you can blend in with in that area. So it's not, you know, if you go out to a remote area where you're not used to seeing people and some of the natives start asking questions, but otherwise, you know, you can blend in. And the older he got, you know, you start losing some of your characteristics as, you know, from when you were younger. And so, you know, as time goes on, I think you have more of an opportunity or an ability to be able to even to blend in.
What's your sense of whether there are many people in Boston who are bracing themselves nervously for Bulger's return and the possibility that he'll be sharing important criminal information with law enforcement?
I'm hoping that he is willing to sit down and talk to law enforcement about it. I think there's a lot of questions out there that he can answer. I think there is, you know, a real opportunity for us to maybe clean house once and for all. I'm hoping that he can come in and you know, finally start, you know, pointing some fingers at some people that need to be held accountable here.
Tom, you've studied Whitey Bulger fairly closely. Do you think he will cooperate with law enforcement?
I think it's a possibility. There's one thing that he's going to do. He's going to try to negotiate the best possible situation that works for him.
So you think people should keep their hopes in check that this might crack wide open when he comes home?
You know, the case is very, very strong, Sasha. And, he can go to trial if he wants to. You know, a lot of things are going to come out of the trial, I would expect. From his perspective, he's going to be sitting back saying, you know, I got to see if I can get the best deal I can.
Tom, thanks for talking with WBUR.
You're welcome.
Tom Foley is former head of the Massachusetts State Police, and he headed the investigation that led to murder charges being filed against Whitey Bulger.